Support for NPR podcasts comes from Visit Britain with information on how to be a Brit different on vacation. More details on the web at visitbritain.com/US.
One morning, I was at my girlfriend's parents' house in Chicago, and we live in New York together. We went out the night before, and I woke up kind of groggy, and I wanted to start my writing for the day, because I try to write from 8 to noon every morning. And when I got down to my laptop in the morning, I thought to myself when I opened it, did I get wasted last night and start looking up one-bedroom or studio apartments in my current zip code for under $1,500? Because according to the screen, I was looking pretty heavily at one-bedroom and or studio apartments in Brooklyn. Someone else had been using my computer to look up one-bedroom apartments in Brooklyn, New York. I closed all these windows because I felt like they weren't for me. And the last window I closed was an email that my girlfriend, now my ex-girlfriend, had sent to an old flame of hers saying, "Well, I'm breaking up with Brendan as soon as we get back to New York. Chicago was fun, but this relationship has no future." And that's how I found out that this relationship wasn't going to have a future.
Hey, Jason, it's Adrian. Adrian Mathlitz?
Oh my god. Hey, what's up?
Hey, not much.
How did you get this number?
You know, Facebook.
Wow. What's going on?
Not much. Hey, what have you been up to?
Oh, god, I don't know. Let's see, the last time we talked, I was going to school. That's over. I'm not doing that anymore.
Oh, you graduated?
No. It wasn't for me. You know. I might go back. And my parents moved to St. Paul. So I've been living there. And I'm working at my dad's computer store. And I took a few classes at the local community thing, but that's, I don't know, we'll see. I'm still kind of figuring out what I'm doing.
Sure.
So, yeah, what's up? Are you? I really haven't thought about you in so long.
But we had some pretty good times, right? Like,
yeah,
you haven't like not thought about me at all.
I used to think about you a lot. You know, like when we first broke up, because like we just stopped and just didn't talk anymore, which is kind of weird, I think. But so for a while, I was just like, I got torn up pretty bad, and I made a list of like ways to like win you back or whatever.
Oh, that's
like,
so
all
sweet.
All the things I was gonna do, but I remember I found your blog at one point. I remember I looked at it. You posted some pictures of yourself, and you had this. You cut off all your hair.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, it looked terrible. and it was just so, and just, like, reading about your life and, like, your new boyfriends and the things you were doing, I remember thinking that, like, you know, the girl that I was in love with no longer existed, I still kind of always thought that, like, you know, we'd get back together, we'd, like, you know, live the rest of our lives together. But then I just remember thinking that, like, that girl that I'm in love with just isn't a person anymore. That was really sad.
Jesus.
But we did have some good times. Totally.
Hmm.
So what's up? Why are you calling me?
You know, it's just, I'd been talking to my friend Nick earlier today. And,
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. But anyway, so he was all like, you're a terrible girlfriend. You leave all your ex-boyfriends in this fiery, burning wake. And I was like, no way. Me and Jason, we were awesome in high school.
Yeah, Jason and I, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still a writer? Because if you are, you probably shouldn't say me and Jason. Are you still writing, like, your poetry and whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, like, artistic license, but I think people generally frown on that sort of thing.
Well, no, I knew it. I just, like, don't talk like how I write, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay, that's cool. Whatever. So you're still writing poetry?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not as much as I used to, but sometimes.
It's kind of silly, so it's, you know, it's like a hobby now.
No. No way. No, it's, I still take it really seriously.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, cool. What else is up? Poetry. That's weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. It's just like, I don't know, I just feel like poems are something that, like, kind of like a phase, like, every high school girl goes through, I always thought, but then, like, eventually you kind of grow out of it.
Well, but I was good in high school,
sorry.
Right?
I don't mean to, like, what?
I was good in high school.
Yeah, you were good at a lot of things. Or did you mean at poetry?
At poetry, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were okay. I mean, you know, whatever. Like, I don't think there's any sort of, like, good or bad as far as high school girl poetry goes. It's all kind of a mix of ponies and emotions and whatnot. I don't know if there's...
There were no ponies like in my poetry. I would never write about ponies.
I mean, it was weird. I always thought is that you would write these poems, then you would show them to me, and you'd, like, ask me for my feedback.
Yeah.
But I'd always... Like, poems were always, like, about me, kind of? And I don't know if, like, you just didn't notice or what.
Well, they were based about you, right? But, like,
yeah,
then I took them, like, in other directions.
Like, here's... Hold on. Actually, hold on. Under my bed, I have some, I have this, like, a shoebox that I... Of, like, all this, like, letters and stuff from all my ex-girlfriends. I think I probably actually have a few poems. Hold on.
Oh, yeah? You have some for me? Like, under your bed?
Yes. Listen to this. Okay, here's one. The fog descends on the tiny boat and smothers it. The fog lifts, and I am alone. Am I the tiny boat? What does that mean? You are alone.
Well, it was like a hypothetical relationship, you know? Like, I based it on some emotions that I felt with you, but it wasn't all about you.
Yeah, so... Did you feel like you were alone when you were with me?
No.
That's the impression I got from reading the poem.
No, we were really happy together.
I am alone.
So wait, why do you still have these poems?
You wrote about the boyfriend and girlfriend. And the boyfriend always wanted to play pool all the time. And the girlfriend's like, why can't we just be together with us? The boyfriend's like, I want to play pool. And, like, that was all, like, well and good and fun or whatever. It was kind of weird since I was on the school's pool team and I played pool every week. And, like, I wasn't just, you know, fucking around. I was, like, on the team, okay?
You're being so defensive. Look, well, I just took details from our lives, and I made them into art. I don't think that's so terrible.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, like, here's another one, okay? A boat full of roses passes by the dock. I wonder, I ponder, I go for a walk. What the hell...
That's a very zen poem. Why do you have these with you?
Who's the other boat? What's this boat full of roses? That's not me.
The boat, like, is nobody. Boat? The boat is... I don't remember. I wrote it when I was, like, 17, okay?
Well, it sounds like you're going for a walk because you're pondering cheating on me with this other boat. What? Who is this? Was it Zach? Was it Matthew? Who is this?
Look, I wrote that way before I cheated on you.
What?
Well, you knew that. Oh, come on. Don't be playing like this. Like, you knew we were together. That's why we broke up. You were going to California, I was going to New York, and I was sleeping with Zach.
I didn't know any of this. I swear to God, I didn't know any of this. I'm still, like, friends with Zach. I had no idea.
Well, you should be. There's nothing wrong with it. We were in high school.
I'm going to kill him. I swear to God, I'm going to fucking kill him. I'm going to hop on a bus, I'm going to go back to his house, and I'm going to kill him.
Jason, don't be crazy. This is five years ago.
Yeah, but, like, he's kept a secret from me all this time. And you've kept a secret from me all this time.
There's no secret. Like, the whole school knew.
I'm going to kill you, too. I swear to God, I don't know why you called me, but I am, like, actually going to kill you. So I hope you're ready to die. I have real rage problems, and I'm saying this, like, calmly now, because later, when I'm coming at you with a knife, I'm not going to be as coherent.
Jason,
now in a very calm voice that I probably am going to find you, and when I do, I am definitely going to kill you.
Look, I don't see what the big deal is. We were just talking about, you still have some of my poems?
I think, I have to go. I'm sorry. I have to go get a gun or a knife or something so I can track you down and kill you.
Jason, you're sounding really crazy. I don't think that's such a good idea.
That's, of course you don't, because you don't want to die. But I also don't want to have my heart broken, but guess what, I did. So, sorry, we don't always get what we want in life, like to live, for example. So, I'm sorry, did I make things awkward? Is this weird? I'm sorry.
This is a little bit weird.
I didn't mean to. It's nice to hear your voice again. It's nice to, what are you doing? Are you seeing someone now, or what?
I don't know if we should keep talking.
Yeah, no, probably not, because I'm just going to get angry again.
Right.
But it was nice talking to you.
It was good. Hey, take care of yourself.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.